The message you're about to listen to is coming to you from the Porter's House Media and home of Porter's House Christian Mission.
Located at Bedford, Alata Village, off Ijebode, Ibadan Road, at Debayo, Ibadan.
Telephone 0803-329-1235, 0807-270-4630.
Come along with us as God's servant brings forth the word from the Lord.
We really need your help for us to pray. Each day we refuse to pray. Is each day help decay? Lord, please today help us to pray. Inspire us to pray. Anoint us to pray. And grace us to pray. Clothe us with prayer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. I want to thank the Lord again for the help we have received so far. We know the meeting is swelling gradually. We just bear with us. We're making arrangements to get chairs so that you can sit. It's upon the Lord. We see the need to pray. And we made a commitment in the last hour prayer to follow him. And that commitment is not cheap. And I will desire that I should expose some few things to you about the commitment to follow him. I felt there is a need for us to check what it entails. What are the demands of that decision? What is it that it will cost you and I for you to be such a stone that can fit into its place? What are those things that you must expect? What are those things that God must deliberately expose you to, or you could ask God to do with you? Because making a life is different from speaking into existence a thing. Everything God made, apart from man, he spoke it into existence. Let there be. Let there be. And there was. But when it was the turn of man, he didn't say let there be man. He said let us make man. He could have said let there be man and there will be man. But for man, it's not going to be let there be. That is, there is a dimension of making. And that we must take note of. That we must check. As we read 1 Kings chapter 6, and we saw verse 7, the Bible says, and the house, when it was in building, was built of stone. Right, and the Bible said, made ready before it was brought thither. You see the word made. Made ready. Before it was brought thither. Made. Not ready made. There's a difference between ready made and made ready.
Yàtọ̀ wà láàrin pípọ̀ tá a fi pèsè sílẹ̀ àti ohun tá a ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ṣe sílẹ̀.
I desire that the Yoruba audience will catch what I am saying. It's difficult. It's difficult to say it in Yoruba. It's difficult. We will get something for you. Because I really, really want you to catch this. Every stone, there was no exception. There was none of the stones that was used in the building of the temple that escaped that same treatment. Every stone was made ready. Every stone, before they were brought there, they were made and made ready. I am going to be pursuing that for a while. My interest is not about speed. It's about the thoroughness that is invested into what is done. Listen carefully. Naturally, nobody makes a stone. A stone is already made. Or have you seen a place where they manufacture stones? They don't manufacture stones. What you may have is to crush stone into sizes. You could have stone doors and this granite could come in different sizes. Different kind, then you can have the hard core. And you will have some massive rocks like the one they are pouring into the sea, which they want to use to make Atlantic City in Lagos. We see those articulated vehicles coming to pick stones from around this place. And a whole trailer may not carry more than six of it. They are pouring it into the Atlantic Ocean. We're dealing with a matter that it is possible. We are not talking about ready made. We're talking about a stone made and made ready. Made ready. Before it was brought thither. Stone comes natural. God demanded for altar of stone.
Ọlọ́run béèrè fún pẹpẹ òkúta.
So that it will be altar that has not been altered by man.
Ó bá lè jẹ́ pẹpẹ tí ẹnikẹ́ni ò tí tojú bọ̀ tọwọ́ bọ̀.
Made of stone.
Ta fi òkúta ṣe.
Created by God.
Tí Ọlọ́run fúnra rẹ̀ dá.
And you know the Bible said that such stones that we used for altar making should not be smoothing. Just leave it the way it is. What I'm trying to bring out is that see the word made for stone. Makes me curious. A stone is ready made. You don't need to manufacture stone. It is complete in itself. But these stones, though complete, yet must be made ready before. Those are three critical words that we must take note of in our pursuit of this matter. Made,
ashe,
ready,
ni pipe se sile,
before,
ko to di pe,
ahead of time,
ko to di pe, saju akoko.
Don't forget,
ma gbagbe,
that some questions the Lord raised.
Awon ibere kan ti Olorun to ba wa so.
Cool your car. Fulfill its own purpose. And you, the owner, will not. And to answer that question,
that's what down very,
or to respond to that challenge, I see the Lord pointing my attention to this. This temple was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither. Now, I want to enter into this But before I enter into this, I want to draw your attention to a story in John chapter 2. That scripture kept flashing through my spirit. Are you there? If you have a very loud voice, can you read for us from verse 1? And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus was called.
And his disciples to the marriage.
His disciples to the marriage.
When they wanted wine.
And when the people wanted wine.
The mother of Jesus said unto him.
The mother of Jesus said unto him.
They have no wine.
They have no wine.
Jesus said unto her.
Yes.
Woman.
Woman.
What have I to do with thee?
What's my business with you?
My hour is not yet come.
This is not my day.
His mother said unto the servant.
Yes.
Whatsoever he said unto you.
All right.
Do it.
Do it.
And there were set there
now,
six.
Now. Wait. You read very slowly here so that we can catch the message.
And there were set there six water pots.
Now you see the word there. And there was set there six water pots.
Of stone.
Have you seen water pot of stone before? You have not seen it. I want to draw an issue. And I want you to listen carefully to what the Lord has to say to you. The Bible says, there was set there. How many there? Two. There was set there. Six water pots of stone. I feel I should let you know that one of the danger we could face at a time like this is the feeling of self-sufficiency.
We hope the message you have just listened to has challenged you to greater heights in God. Take a step of obedience in response to the message and it shall be well with you. For further help, inquiries, counsel and prayers, contact Potter's House Christian Mission at Bedford, Atlanta Village off Ijebode Ibadan Road, Adebayo, Ibadan, Nigeria. Postal address, Box 23602, Mapo Post Office, Ibadan. Telephone 0803-329-1235. Or 0807-270-4630. Email potters-house@hotmail.com. Website www.theportersmission.org. God bless you.